The New Orleans Poetry Festival returns to the Healing Center this weekend, and one of the festival's featured poets is Michael Quess Moore, also known as A Scribe Called Quess. He's an artist, an educator, an activist, and a powerful voice in the New Orleans slam poetry community. We caught up with Quess on the night of his performance at the Dogfish Reading Series.
We need to have a conversation about race. We need to have a conversation about race. Turns page.
My name is Michael Quess Moore, aka A Scribe Called Quess. Being part of the poetry community is vital. I'll say it's a lot of ups and downs, twists and turns with that. You know what I mean? You will get to know people a lot quicker than you do a lot others sometimes because of the nature of, you know, what we're putting out. So you just kind of open yourself up. Imagine what you see on a page, what you see on a stage sometime in terms of that, psh, you know, that spill, that, you know, kind of bloodletting that we voluntarily do. We know the stories behind each other's story. And then the story behind that story half the time, depending on, you know, how close you might end up getting to that poet. And you find that without that kind of communication, communion, then a lot of times those poems wouldn't happen in the first place, right? First of all, the relationship that builds towards you finding the courage to tell that story, and then the relationship that further fortifies your ability to get up and say it in front of people, right? So I've seen poets like go from like, yeah, this thing happened today, melting down in the car, you know, reading a poem to me, right? And then turn around tomorrow and it's like a viral thing, you know what I mean? And 100,000 people know about it.
You know what, I'm gonna do this one. And they kept asking why all our poems sounded the same. Why all our words wrapped themselves around race and gender, oppression and revolution, like there was nothing else.
I always think about the nature of my piece and what I have to say, you know, and who I'm about to say it in front of, and how it's going to be received, and where I need to put myself mentally to say it, you know what I'm saying, or emotionally to say it. And how much I'm gonna give to it. I always wanna give as much as I am available for, but at the same time, I like to think about the nature of the crowd or the size of the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going in front of a much smaller crowd, then sometimes that gives me a lot more room to be more intimate, vulnerable, drop something, you know, fumble and have fun with it. You know what I mean? Whereas I go in front of, you know, hundreds, then it's polished, it's clean. That's where the slam stuff comes in.
All right, y'all ready for a little opera sauce? It's been way too comfortable here. I just want to get everybody like out of here.
You have to sit in the same place and have a conversation with each other enough so that we can work past the awkward sauce, right? And work towards the reality that this thing is toxic because, all right? A lot of the stuff we were talking about beforehand. We have a long history and trajectory of all of these problematic ways of being on the planet. Of not knowing how to be a human being to one another. Because we see what happens when the things build up. It turns into more than toxicity. People's lives get lost. And that has been a catalyst for all of us to start showing up in the ways that we do, on all the different levels that we do. But the point is, if we want to avert that, you know, cataclysm again, talk.
That was Michael Quess Moore, also known as A Scribe Called Quess. You can go and see Quess at the New Orleans Poetry Festival this Saturday at the Healing Center. This piece was produced by myself and Kelly Crawford. In New Orleans, I'm Sarah Holtz.